David, we've talked about this a little bit. Your man, the man, the myth, the legend, the man that was going to take you to the top, almost the top, Josh Norman had a breakout season last year. Josh Norman is now a Washington Redskin, and Josh Norman was on the cover of ESPN, the magazine. He said a lot of stuff about Roger Goodell, about himself, about other teams. Thomas, do you have those comments with you?
Let's see what he said. He said,
what did he say, Thomas?
About Roger Goodell, he said he is a dog in a suit. He is horrible.
Okay. What else did he say? About other things. Lots of other things. We got lots of those comments.
He was on record saying he is the best cornerback in football by far. He would never play for the Giants in his life. And then he ripped the Panthers. I forgot his direct quotes,
but he ripped
the Panthers. So, David, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, so, David, the Panthers do not re-sign him. Should the Panthers have made a push for Josh Norman over the Redskins? Was he really that valuable to the team? Because he was basically like the second coming of Christ for you guys last year, or so it seemed. You know, it was Cam Newton on the offensive side and Josh Norman on the defense.
Okay, let's not start talking about Josh Norman as the second coming of Christ, the Carolina Panthers. First of all, that was Luke Kuechly. That was not Thomas Davis. Okay, the way our defense is built is built from the inside out. Okay, our defense is built from the linebackers out. It is. And our secondary, we can teach anybody to play a zone defense. Josh Norman, don't forget that we gave you your first shot out of Coastal Carolina. Nobody really thought you were that great, and then we made you great. So, just saying, watch where you go whenever you start saying they kind of shunned me because we were the people that brought you in the first place. And let's just go over what Josh Norman said. They kind of shunned me. They turned down a lot of stuff for me. Interviews, sponsorship deals, stuff I didn't know about. They wanted it to be all about the two main guys, Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly. Well, Josh, those are the two main guys, Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly. That was your first good year last year. You had one good year, and you start acting like you are the second coming of Christ, which is probably why Carolina didn't really want to re-sign you, because they weren't positive you were going to have a great another year, and you were asking for the amount of money that somebody would have been asking for if they had had 6 or 7 Pro Bowl All-Pro years.
He got more than Darrell Revis.
Yeah, he got more than Revis. So I don't want people to start acting like Josh Norman was the greatest thing that ever happened, because until he proves himself that he can cover people one-on-one, not in a zone defense, which is what Carolina plays, because don't forget that Odell Beckham Jr., although Josh Norman got in his head last year, OBJ made him look stupid a couple times.
Right over him.
Yeah, but he dropped it.
No, he caught the touchdown, too. He caught another one.
He dropped another touchdown. Yeah. So he could have easily put up two or three touchdowns on
him. He torched him.
Yeah. So he's going to have to cover OBJ twice.
Dez Bryant twice.
And then he's going to get Carolina in December at Washington.
He might get himself suspended.
And if he doesn't cover Kelvin Benjamin, then I'm going to be so mad if he asks to get somebody else put on Kelvin Benjamin.
So let me ask you this, David. He said going from the Panthers to the Redskins is like going from a dictatorship to freedom. Now, he seemed all hunky-dory on that team. That team was kind of like, yeah, we're going to work together. We're going to get out of this. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. We're going to win. Well, they didn't win, but they made it to the Super Bowl. It was kind of like, oh, yeah, teamwork, you know?
Well, that's because that's how defenses play. You play as a team.
It's a unit.
Panthers now. We didn't see too much of that struggle within the organization when he was there.
There was no struggle within the organization.
Who's right on this side? Josh Norman of the Panthers.
No, Josh Norman is not right on this side. A good defense is going to be a dictatorship because you're going to have your leaders on your defense dictating everything else.
It sounds like he's getting jealous and he wanted the attention.
Well, that's what it sounds like. He knows he made a mistake. He knows he made a mistake leaving, and he's trying to justify himself mentally.
He's going from a Super Bowl team to a team who might not even make the playoffs.
No, and I don't think they will, because I think the Cowboys will win the NFC
East. Even the Giants are better.
Yeah. And I'm really glad that he's going to get to ride his horses in January all the time that he's going to have. He's still got his house in Charlotte, and maybe he can catch a couple Panthers games
in
January.
And he's got his $75 million, so he is happy with that.
Yeah, he's fine.
But he won't win now.
He's not. No, he's not.
And now he's burning a lot of fans because he was loved in Charlotte.
And, oh God!
And now
Carolina fans thought he was going to be their next franchise player.
That's what everybody thought.
Him and Keekly around, and Cam's going to be here, and Kelvin Benjamin. And then he jumped up and left. And you know what? Fine. We're going to find a guy to replace him. That's how Carolina's always been. We're going to next guy up. We'll be all right. I'm not worried about it. Our defense is still going to be good.
So he was with Carolina for 4 years. He was drafted in the fifth round. Now he goes to Washington. Did he deserve a spot as one of the defensive leaders? He considered himself higher than the Panthers considered him. And the Panthers, you know, getting on this whole thing of we're not about, you know, just one team. We're about a team. We're not about just one player. So do you think that Josh Norman deserved more respect, or do you think that just all of him coming out and saying all this is a testament to his disrespect?
Josh Norman has always had a loud mouth. He always has. Even when he was on the Panthers last year, he did. But that's okay because he was putting up numbers, but it was also the first year that he was putting up numbers. So everybody wanted him to be a little bit careful. But he also had guys on that team that were above him. Keekly was above him. Cam was above him. Kelvin Benjamin, although he wasn't in the locker room because he was hurt. Now Norman's going to a place where he is considered the top dog on that team. And I'm going to be really interested to see what happens because he has nobody that can come up to him and say, dude, chill.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins isn't going to do that. Or he could, but Josh Norman's not going to look at him.
There's a few veterans in that locker room.
Right.
But
last year, Cam could come up to Josh Norman and go, dude, stop.
Thomas Davis.
Chill
there
out.
There was a lot of guys that could tell him, hey, be quiet. This isn't the time to talk.
Exactly. And I think that's what kept him so humble last year. And now he doesn't have that senior leadership. And I personally think he's going to get into a fight with somebody.
He's
going to
take a notch down too, because I think what made him so great last year is that chip on his shoulder.
Right.
And now he really thinks he's the best, and they're letting him think that.
Right.
And he's got his money, and no one's there to tell him he's not the best. I think his play will suffer.
I think it will, too, and I hope it does. And I hope that Washington cuts him, but, you know, that's just my
perspective.
He's
still a good player.
Washington's not going to cut him. He is a great cornerback, but we'll see how it goes.
All right, so we talked about Josh Norman, you know, versus the Panthers. How about Josh Norman? We'll talk about this quickly. I don't think there's much to discuss here. Josh Norman rips Roger Goodell. That's kind of like a, you know, a thing with players nowadays. We'll get into the James Harrison stuff. I mean, should you come out and rip Roger Goodell? You were talking about this a little bit earlier, David.
It's just the leadership thing. You've got to respect
your
leaders.
Authority, yeah.
You've got to respect authority, and you know, I don't care what level you're at. That's just a bad example to set for all the kids that look up to you as an NFL player. That's just a horrible example to set for them, and you know, I just hate seeing that kind of stuff.
I don't know if Roger Goodell is making the right decisions or not. I know he's a tough leader. And he's handing a lot of discipline out, and the players don't like that. And honestly, I'm not in that NFL commissioner's office, so I really don't know if he's making the right decisions or not. But they don't respect him, and that's a problem.
And it's
carrying over to the youth,
right.
And they're seeing these NFL players rip Goodell and rip their coaches, and then they're going to go back to their football team and start ripping leadership and ripping their coaches and this authority.
Right,
and
it's a trickle-down effect. The only thing that I think about Goodell that I don't like, and this came out a few weeks ago, and this really just made me go, okay, this guy doesn't really have his head on his shoulders straight, was whenever he denied the Cowboys the right to wear the helmet stickers to honor the Dallas police officers.
Right.
And I know we're not going to get into all this kind of stuff, but I'm sorry. Teams wear helmet stickers all the time.
Yeah.
The Cowboys just wanted to do something good for the community, and Goodell did not have to step in there and overrule that. So, you know, that was
what these players are mad about.
It's not.
Which is sad. They should be
That's what they should be
back
That's
about
what
it.
They should be mad about.
Not about suspensions
and
usage problems like things that are illegal still in the NFL.
All right, so, you know, Josh Norman versus Roger Goodell. Finally, Josh Norman versus other players. He comes out, he says just very explicitly, I'm the best cornerback, you know, I'm the best. Is Josh Norman the best? I mean, he's had one good year. He's been in the league a couple of years. Guys like Darrelle Revis, should they take offense to this?
Yeah, and I hope they do, and I hope they come out and have a better year. Josh Norman, that is how he hypes himself up. He talks he's the best. He believes he's the best. And, you know, that just may be how he does things. And that's okay. If that's the mindset you have to play good, that's fine. Now, he may make it more public than most people make it, but I think you'd be surprised at how many players would truly say, I'm the best, even if they know they're not. You have to mentally believe that you are the best to compete at that high of a level of football.
Yeah, I'm fine with him saying he's the best, but he's not.
Right.
He's not the best. Honestly, I really don't know who the best cornerback is right now. Darrell Revis is taking a step back. Richard Sherman's taking a step back.
I think Patrick Peterson's right up there.
There is a top five right now in cornerbacks, and he is in that.
Yes.
And he is one of the top five best cornerbacks, but he's not the best.
I don't know if I could say anybody was the best right now.
I'll tell you one thing. I think that if Josh Norman had 3 or 4 years of what he just did, yes, I'd call him the best.
Yes, I agree with that.
He should get Darrell Revis money if he does that.
But not 1 year.
Yeah, no, not 1 year. He needs to do better than that.